Is our benchmark.
All right. So we're going to pick up the last part of this.
Because I'm like, oh my God, I can't write fast enough to keep my
breath. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Genesis 2, and the Lord, 2:8, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and he put there the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord to grow every tree. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? All the trees, every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst and of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Two trees in the garden. We already saw that one of those trees is a person. Is not Jesus Christ a tree of life? Look at verses 15 to 17. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for the day that thou shalt eatest thereof, thou shalt truly die. Is the garden of good and evil the devil? It could be, right? So look at Genesis 3, 1 through 15. You're going to see a seed, right? Trees are produced by seed, and they have seed that produces fruit. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, your eyes shall be open, you shall be as little g, gods, right? Knowing good and evil. And the woman saw that the tree was, here. What does the devil have over the human race? The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. This is where it all started in the garden. So here you go. And the woman saw that the tree was good for food, lust of the flesh, that it was pleasant to the eyes, lust of the eyes, and the tree desired to make one wise, pride of life. And she took of the fruit, and she did eat. She also gave it to her husband with her, and he did eat. So, you know, we make this joke, where would men be without women still in the garden? Well, actually, he was right with her, right? Okay, and the eyes of them were both open, and they knew that they were naked. I think there's a different naked here, that your now sins are uncovered, right? And they sewed fig leaves together, and they made themselves, so now they're going to try to cover their own sins, right, by sewing their own fig leaves. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Adam and his wife hid themselves in the presence of the Lord among the trees in the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Who hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman. Now the blame game starts, right? And the man said, the woman which thou gavest me, gave to me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord said unto the woman, what hast thou done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this. How did this whole study start? The cursed fig tree, right? Cursed it above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly thou shalt go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So we know that this is the oldest prophecy right from the beginning of time, where the prophecy that there's going to be two seeds of people. The seed is Christ. We're his seed. right? Children of Abraham, children of belief. But there's also another seed of people, which the tree produces. Figs, people, unfruitful people, untimely figs that fell. Another production. Okay, all that to get to this. Ezekiel 31.
Okay, while you're going there, this just has popped in my mind. You know, we've been talking about trees, about being angelic hosts and that kind of stuff. In the garden, every tree that was pleasant to the Lord was planted there. They were freely to eat out of all the trees except for the ones, Eve said the ones that were in the midst of the garden. But Jesus didn't say, don't eat out of the one that was in the midst of the garden.
That's right.
He said, don't eat the one of the knowledge.
That's right.
Because in the midst of the garden, both trees were there.
Yes.
After that, they were both side by side.
Yes.
They were both in the midst of the garden, in the middle of the garden.
Yeah.
All the other angelic hosts
this
that
is
they
great.
Were freely able to eat out of were all over the place.
That's right.
They could have eaten out of every and all of them except for the one that was planted right beside the tree of eternal
life. That's right. And what are angels and they're ministering spirits to people, ministering spiritual things.
Right.
Who revealed things to Daniel?
And so
Gabriel.
The serpent, which was actually the tree of knowledge,
right?
Okay, spoke to her and said, thou shalt not surely die.
That's right.
And look what she does. She removes her faith from God and puts her faith in
sin. That's right.
And
right.
This is the thing. This is absolutely what is happening in our day. For anybody that did watch the Steve Dace thing. It's women that get on and promote false things.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It really is through the woman that deception and spreads it. And
I'm with you, sister.
I think it happened right in the garden. They're the ones that can be beguiled, pulled away.
Yeah.
And Timothy tells you that these are the ones who creep into silly women's houses, deceiving them, driving
them. That's right.
But
it's
the man,
right.
I think, gets the worst of it.
That's
yes.
Right. Well,
in this judgment here from God, I think man gets a harsher judgment.
Jesus Christ makes it clear. He says, by one man sin entered. He didn't say to woman. He said, by one man sin entered the world. By one man the world
so
shall be.
Responsibility
yes.
of all death
yes.
that
yeah.
entered into the world
yep.
was not because of the woman, but because of the man
yeah.
that joined the woman
right.
through the deceit of the tree of knowledge.
That's right.
He wasn't deceived by the serpent. He was really...
Yeah,
the essence was wife.
That's right.
Instead of
well, he's a picture.
Right.
He took on sin
right.
for the wife.
Side, you know,
right? And out of his side comes a wife. Out of when they pierce Christ's side, out of his side
right.
comes
right.
the church.
Yeah.
So there's pictures here. There's typology that, you know, he did it willfully because he's a type
yeah.
of Christ.
Right. He wasn't beguiled.
That's right.
He willfully did.
That's right.
He was beguiled.
Yeah?
But I don't. Yeah.
Go ahead, Gail.
So. Eve actually said two lies.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch it.
Yeah.
And whatever. But the truth was, ye shall surely die. So she was two lies entwined with one
yeah.
truth.
Yeah.
And a three braided cord is not easily broken.
That's right.
In her, as soon as Wendy said that, first picture came to my mind was those shrill harpies of the squad.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Yeah. 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 So this to me, when I read Ezekiel 31 years ago, is when God started putting this kind of study together for me. And I really didn't put it together, honestly, till last night, because I had something different planned about mysteries. We're going to look at mysteries next week, because I do think we'll finish this today. But when I was asked about that, I said, I got to leave this engagement party. I got to get out of here. I got to go home and I got to put this thing together for tomorrow morning. And I'm putting it together and I'm just losing it. I'm losing it because I knew there was always something there for years. But as he was showing it to me, God is awesome. The Bible is awesome.
His timing.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so look at Ezekiel 31 is going to tie this together. Ezekiel 31, let's pick it up at 2. We got a lot of reading here to do. But it's important. Son of man, speak unto Pharaoh. Okay, so we're not talking to Pharaoh. You already know where I'm coming from here. Speak unto Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and his multitude, whom art thou like in thy greatness? Behold, the Assyrian was a cedar. He's a tree, right? The Assyrian is a cedar in Lebanon with fair branches and shadowing shroud, and his high stature was top among all the thick boughs. The waters made him great. The deep set him up on high with her rivers running about his plants, and sent her little rivers unto all the trees of the field. Therefore his height was exalted. Sound familiar? Above all the trees of the field, and his boughs were multiplied, and his branches became long, and became a multitude of waters when he shot forth. All the fowls of heaven are what?
Spirits.
It's evil. That's right. All the fowls of heaven made their nests in his boughs and under his branches, and did all the beasts of the field. What are beasts? They're devils.
They're devils.
All the beasts of the field. Where am I?
Verse 6.
All the beasts of the field bring forth their young, and under his shadow dwell all great nations. Thus he was fair in his greatness, in length, and of his branches, for his roots was by the waters. The cedars in the what?
Garden of God.
What?
Garden
was the Curtis, was the Assyrian or Pharaoh ever in the Garden of God?
No.
The trees were?
The trees were.
And yeah. He's calling this tree.
In the center, in the where it says, the cedars in the Garden of God could not hide him.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, and the fir trees were not like his boughs, and the chestnut trees. You have a whole bunch of trees here.
Mm-hmm.
And what did Curtis, what did Jesus say? You can eat of all of them.
All of them.
Okay, yeah. We're not like his branches, nor any tree in the garden was like unto his beauty. I made him fair by his multitude of his branches, so that all the trees of Eden that were in the garden of God envied him. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast lifted up thyself in height. Sound familiar? Isaiah 14?
I will make my
Isaiah 14, yes.
And he hath shot up among the thick boughs, and his heart is lifted up in his height. I have therefore delivered him into the hand of the mighty one of the heathen, and he shall surely deal with him. I have driven him out for his wickedness. And strangers, the terrible of the nations, have cut him off and have left upon the mountains and in all the valleys. His branches are fallen. His boughs are broken by all the rivers of the land. And all the people of the earth are gone down from his shadow and have left him. Upon his ruin shall all the fowls of heaven remain, and all the beasts of the field shall be upon his branches. They're going
to stick to until the end.
And the end, that none of all the trees by the waters exalt themselves for their height, neither shoot up their top thick boughs, neither their trees stand up to their in their height. All that drink water, for they are all delivered unto death. To the nether parts of the earth, in the midst of the children of men, with them that go down to the pit. Thus saith the Lord God, in the day when he went down to the grave, I caused a mourning, I covered the deep for him, I restrained the floods thereof, and great waters were stayed. I caused Lebanon to mourn for him, and all the trees of the field fainted for him. I made the nations to shake at the sound of his fall, and I cast him down to hell with them that descend into the pit. And all the trees of Eden, the choice of the best of Lebanon, all drink water, shall be comforted in the nether parts of the earth. They also went down into hell with him unto the nether to be slain with the sword, and that they were his arm that dwelt under his shadow in the midst of the heathen. To whom art thou like in the glory, in the greatness among the trees of Eden? Yet thou shalt be brought down with the trees of Eden unto the nether parts of the earth, and shall lie in the midst of the uncircumcised, with them that are slain with the sword. This is Pharaoh and all his multitude. Before you guys jump in, listen to Mark 8, 22, 25, and then we could talk.
Not for long.
Right. So listen to Mark. You're never going to look at these verses again, the same. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring him a blind man unto him, and they besought him and to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand, and he led him out of the town, and he spit on his eyes, and he put his hand upon him, and he asked him what he saw. And he looked up, he said, I see men as
trees
walking. After this, he put his hands again, a second time, upon his eyes, and made him look, and he said, and he was restored, and he saw every man clearly. First coming, second coming.
Smoking.
Praise God. I could, you know, I got about three verses into this, and I could see everybody light up. This is the Bible. This is Jesus Christ. This is the Holy Spirit dwelling amongst us, teaching us things that this world doesn't want to know.
I hate that that wasn't recorded.
I know.
I know, right?
I know. I only got six.
We do have the notes, right? Yeah. And so.
Yeah,
I only got 16 minutes of it.
Yeah.
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 That's the way it goes. All
that is the way.